Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
It was Blaise Pascal, the 17th century mathematician and philosopher, who once famously said, "There's a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every person which can't be filled by anything but only by God." Now, for the sales of self-help books and attendance at the mind-body-spirit festivals and drug use and the divorce rate and depression levels, if all of those things have got anything to say, it probably suggests that that vacuum is certainly still there. And if Pascal is right, no book or pill or person or conference or anything like that is actually going to truly satisfy us anyway. What you may not know is Pascal's full statement. He actually said this: "There's a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every person, which cannot be filled by anything, but only by God the Creator, made known through Jesus." Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to explore the life of Jesus, his mission, his message, his legacy, and perhaps what he can do for that inner emptiness that Pascal talked about. Michael Bennett is an author and pastor. 30 years ago, he put together a course called Christianity Explained, and today, literally thousands of people right around the world have completed it, and he's joining us for this series. Michael, welcome.
Sheridan, great to be here.
Really quite amazing, isn't it? All those years ago, putting this course together, thousands of people have gone through it. Tens and tens of thousands have actually gone through it.
Yep.
Where did you first have the idea that I should put together something like this?
Well, it actually came in 1979. There was a Billy Graham crusade in Sydney, and our church put an enormous amount of effort into it. But to my mind, the yield, if I can call it that, if you know, the response rate was quite poor. And I just thought there had to be a more personal way of communicating what we believe. Started off, I visited 200 homes around our home and invited people to come to a six-week course called Christianity Explained. To my surprise, half a dozen people turned up. Mm-hmm. The only problem was I didn't have a course called Christianity Explained. So each week I was writing, you know, next week's material, and that became the course.
Wow. Yeah. So it started off with six people, and it's gone to touch literally tens of thousands of people. There's so many people that have actually been part of it. Mm. Did you ever expect it was going to become this big?
Absolutely not. I mean, originally it was just a few sheets of paper for my own personal use. Because I was working in a church and I was meant to be doing that kind of work, I had to do something. So I came up with this. And then the grapevine being as it is, people began to hear and said, "Could you run me off a copy, you know?"
Yeah.
And so I ran off a few copies and a few copies and a few copies. And then eventually Scripture Union in Queensland said, "Would you like to come and work with us to do this full time?"
Over all of those years of actually running this course, Christianity Explained, you've obviously personally used the course with many, many, many people. Tell me about some stories of people whose lives have been touched and changed through discovering Jesus, finding out who he is actually through the course.
First of all, I'll tell you, the first group I ever ran, this was with this group I've just mentioned, a lady came along who hated three things. She hated men, Christians, and especially ministers. I represented
black,
all three.
Black mark for all three for you.
That's right. And she had every objection, because I allow plenty of time for questions over the six-week course and for people to ask questions and even go off the track a bit if they want to. She had every objection I've ever heard to Christianity, and a few I'd never heard. I learned stuff, you know. And I was just thinking, oh, I'll be glad when this course is over, you know, and I can get rid of her. The only trouble was she started turning up at church. And I discovered later, at the end of the sixth course, this little questionnaire I get people to fill out, and she said, "I knew Jesus was true." Now, I was in contact with her recently, 30 years later. She's still going on as a Christian. At the moment, I'm meeting with a couple of people from a Middle Eastern country who have started attending church there where it was quite dangerous to do that, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And the thing that struck them was that Christians were truthful and honest, they said, which is a little tick. And since coming to Australia, they're trying to get residency here. They're both doctors, both young doctors. What's happened in their lives, just beautiful. Christ is real to them, and they're discovering things they've never understood before.
Yes, and you've even run the course with hippies in the past, haven't you?
Yes, well, that's probably my most dramatic story. Not me, actually. Somewhere in outback New South Wales, there's a little tiny little town, and there was a group of hippies living there. One day, one of them was working under his car, and his two-year-old son came under the car, and the jack collapsed, and the car killed his son. And this young minister from the local big town had to come and take the funeral. And he said it was chaos. Before he got there, they were all stoned. They were weeping and wailing. They fought the undertakers for the little coffin. And he said it was just bedlam. He said in a moment of quiet, he was able just to say, read out that verse about, let the little children come to me, Jesus said. And he said, you grown-ups need to remember, you need to come to Jesus too. That's all he could get in before the bedlam started again. Anyway, next time he went out there, this guy whose son had been killed called him over. And he said, Padre, I found that verse. The verse, let the little children come to me, you see. And he'd actually been looking in the Bible for this. And as a result of that, this young minister started a ministry to this group. And a number of them came to faith in Jesus through that. Now, I know it's true because sometime later, I did a seminar in the big town and they were sitting in the front row, complete with tattoos, numerous body piercings, you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
I've heard that one of them is now the pastor of a church in WA. So, yeah, God is good. Mm.
Michael Bennett's with us on Open House. We're exploring Christianity Explained. The openhouse.net.au has the podcast. So if there was one myth about Jesus that you would like to burst, if you had the opportunity, what would it be?
Well, I'd like to burst the myth of what I call the second-hand Jesus. For a lot of people, their knowledge... See, not many people go to Sunday school or that sort of thing anymore. So for a lot of people, their knowledge of Jesus is picked up second-hand through the media, through television, through their mates, you know, and a lot of nonsense is thrown at them. And I think we live in the most educated generation Australia has ever known.
You're right.
And I think if people are truly educated, they should pick up their Bibles and read it for themselves instead of getting it secondhand. Mm. Now you can get cheap Bibles for $5 these days. In modern English, it doesn't have to be in the old cometh and goeth, you know. And I would say to people, look, read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, especially Mark, I think, because it's the easiest to read. And make your own mind up.
Well, I guess over the next few weeks, that's what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be exploring that, the life of Jesus through, in particular, that Gospel of Mark you were talking about. What would you like us to bring to this discussion? You know, I guess mentally, spiritually, emotionally, what would you like us to bring to this discussion as we explore the life of Jesus over the next few weeks?
Well, Sharon, I suppose the first thing I'd ask people is actually listen to the whole 6 weeks, because I can't communicate the truth of Jesus in one 10-minute talk with you. And nobody can do that. Try and listen, because each week I'll tell you something new and it will build on the week before. And some weeks are really, really important. If you miss that, you'll miss the key to the whole thing, okay? Mm. So that's what I'd like people to bring, is a bit of time and then make up their own minds.
All right, Michael, well, we will begin the official course this time next week. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
I'll talk to you in a week's time. Michael Bennett there, author of Christianity Explained. And for the next 6 weeks, we're going to explore the life and message of Jesus. If you want to get the most out of the series, those two things that Michael was talking about, give it the whole 6 weeks. If you can't listen every 6 weeks, well, you know, you can always download it from the openhouse.net.au blog site. And have a copy of the New Testament handy, particularly the Gospel of Mark. And if you haven't got one of those, well, you can easily find it online. Otherwise, make contact with me and I'll try and arrange a copy for you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.